Welcome to Otaku American. This is Mikey Fresh here. In this installment of Otaku American, I'm primarily going to be talking about some of the games I may be playing currently besides Starfield, because I've been playing a lot of that, but also MF Ghost has recently come out, so I'll definitely be talking about that, so stay tuned. So I'm going to start with a little bit of MF Ghost, but before I get to that, a lot has been going on as of late. Still doing the school thing for a little bit. Well, not a little bit, a lot of bit actually. And been really busy doing a lot of that stuff. Joined a couple clubs, I've been having a good time. It's, of course I've been learning, but I've been definitely having a good time. Who said that you can't have fun while learning? I guess maybe when you're young, you feel that way, but when you get older, you realize, not necessarily that the education is important, which it is. It's just that, you're looking at it in a different realm, really. When you're young, you want to do other things that are, fun and that kind of thing. Whereas when you get older, if I wasn't in school right now, I'd be at work. So do I want to be at work or would I rather be at school? Yes, school has work involved in it. That is true, but I enjoy that work that's involved with school. Plus, I'm going to school so that I can get a job or do a job that I've already loved doing, which is media. So, but I say that to say, as of late, there was an anime. It was funny because there was a class that I have, which I had to do something in regards to an anime. So I did the assignment. Well, I did the assignment and I did all anime, but it was funny because I started looking back at some of the stuff that I remember seeing a long time ago, and Initial D had popped up, and I was like, oh man, I love Initial D. I still have Initial D's, I think the first seasons, maybe first and second seasons, DVDs, I don't even know if I have a DVD player, honestly. I guess I could probably play it on the Xbox. But, I had that, and I think it was a couple months ago I think it was a couple months ago that I found out that the sequel to Initial D, which is MF Ghost, was a manga that had released, and the anime should be coming out shortly, and the anime has come out. I believe it's every Sunday a new show comes on. The first show was on October 1st. As the time that I'm recording this is, it's October 10th. So there should be two episodes. Well, there are two episodes. I shouldn't say should, considering, of course, I've seen both of them. And I really like it. I mean, it's different only in the fact that you got to understand so many years have gone by. I think in the new one, in MF Ghost, Tack is my age. So that means Tack was roughly probably around my age when the original show came on, because I think they said Tack Takumi is 40, in his early 40s. So I'm so far they haven't said anything, they haven't referenced him. There were certain references that were made in the second episode, but you don't see him. B, no one has really said his name, but there were references that were made based upon lines that the new character, main character, had used. So, and I mean, it's weird because it's like two levels of CGI going on in there. It's like the cell shaded looking one, and then the CGI that everybody uses nowadays, which to make anime now. So, but when they get in the cars and they start driving in cars, you could see the animation of the cars versus the animation in general are vastly different. So I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, this, I was like, this is dope. I, you know, I'm really, really loving the show right now. We've seen, there's some characters that show up in MF Ghost that they made a reference in the second episode. They made a reference of a character that was in the original Initial D who's in MF Ghost, but you don't see his face. But I'm pretty sure I know who this character is. So, the main character's name is, Kanata Remington. Well, Revington. Basically, his mom is, she's English. She's from the UK. And her name was Catherine Revington. And she met his father in Japan while she was there, I guess. And, you know, as some time went on, they had a child. And that was Kanata. Kanata. Revington. So, and now he's coming. He is funny because he won. When the girl who's like one of the car babes, she knows he comes over because he's staying at her house. So he doesn't know that she's one of the girls, even though I'm sure he does know. He knows now after he raced. But he told her, like, the reason why he came to Japan was to find his father because he doesn't know who his dad is. So that's what he told her. But in actuality, like, I mean, technically that is probably the reason why he really came to Japan, because he could do what he does. He could do race car driving in UK. He can do that in the States. So it's not like any big deal. So I'm sure the main reason why he did come to Japan was to meet his father and try to find his father. But that's what he told her. But she was shocked that he was like in MF Ghost, in MFG racing circuit. So, but he did a lot of lines. There was a lot of lines he took that were very reminiscent of Tack. So, you know, there's a whole lot of other stuff in regards to this anime. So of course, I'm going to be keeping a track. I wish it was like Netflix where, or like some of the other streaming services where most of the episodes, like at least the first like 3 episodes, 4 episodes come out and then they do episodic. But I'm like, oh man, I wish the other episodes come out. I wish they weren't coming out every Sunday. And for me, Sundays are the worst because I got so much to do on Sundays. Of course, most people who know me know I'm a religious man. So I go to church on Sundays. And if I'm not going to church as a parishioner, I'm also going as someone who serves in a ministry in my church. So, like, I'm really busy on Sundays. And then outside of church, you got football. Like, the NFL in the States is still going on. So I'm like, and basketball is about to start. And I'm a big sports fan. So it's a lot going on. So for it to come out on Sunday. So needless to say, I usually watch these shows on, watch anything that comes out on a Sunday. I usually watch it early Sunday morning, or I watch it like the following day, like Monday or Tuesday. So I think MF Ghost, the second episode came out this past Sunday, which I believe was the 8th, so I obviously saw it on the 9th. So, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Never really got around to reading the manga, even though I heard the manga was pretty good for people who really enjoy Initial D. So, but there's some other anime I've been watching also, but I mean, I'm really stoked for MF Ghost more so than anything else that I'd be possibly watching. So I'll probably talk more about some of the other anime that probably in later episodes. I'm going to try and come out with another episode by the end of this week. So I'll probably focus more on some of the other anime I've been playing on that day. So yeah. Let me see. Is there anything else anime-wise I want to talk about? No, not really. Just MF Ghost all day. So, yeah. So, it's funny. I turned on my Xbox to figure out what I may want to talk about that I've been playing besides Starfield. And I was like, man, before I started turning on my Xbox, I was like, man, I don't think there is anything really else that I was playing before Starfield, while Starfield is out. So I'm like, all right, what have I been playing? There's a lot of games I'm waiting for, and there's a couple of games that I'm looking at, and when I get some money up, I'm going to probably try and get Phantom Liberty for Cyberpunk, the DLC for Cyberpunk 2077. And I'll probably try and check out I want Cities Skylines 2 to come out. So, but when I turned on the Xbox, a game which meets what the first segment goes with, the theme, is Forza Motorsport. I guess just, I don't know when it came out, but I guess it just came out. I don't know. But I'm like, oh man, I gotta play this right now. So I played the first, they have you go through like two races before you actually start making up your avatar and stuff like that. So right now I'm at that stage where I'm making up my avatar. And I think I might have to make this episode a little short because I want to play this game just before I go to, I already got two achievements. That's crazy. But I want to play this game before I have to go to school. But, oh man. It's funny because they had you playing in one of the newer Corvettes, and I've never traditionally been a Corvette fan, but the Corvettes that they've been coming out with, which are the mid-engine ones, those things look great. I'm like, oh man, that's a nice looking car. The old Corvettes, I never looked at them. To me, they just look eh. Like every other sports car for the most part. But these new Corvettes, I don't know what it is about them. Maybe it's because they have a little bit, the lines are more like aggressive than what the old Corvettes, in my opinion, were. So I'm like, you know, I'm really more stoked for the newer Corvettes. So I'm in the very beginning stages of this game. So this is like my first impression from the time that I turned the game on. So it looks like it's giving me the option of getting three cars. Looks like one is it's a 2011 Subaru STI 7 S209, a 2018 Honda Civic R-Type, and a 2018 Ford Mustang GT. It looks like stock GT. So I'm probably going to go with the Subaru because I like four-wheel drive. Traditionally, you know, especially with the old car racing games, I used to always pick Subarus. Sometimes I use Mitsubishi, which is funny because now I drive a Mitsubishi. Yeah, I drive the Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, but I like to just call it the Mitsubishi Cross, which is, they should have never added the Eclipse to it because it has some stylizing that's similar to the Eclipse. But like most of the like suspension and the gearing and all other stuff is more in line with the Lancer Evos than it is with the Eclipses. So that's why I'm like, oh, okay. But that's me going on a tangent, I guess. But I'll probably get back probably at the end of this week. I'll probably talk more about Forza, and there's some other games that I saw that have come out. Probably check out what is this, Wild Card Football? Yeah, it was one of those football games that I saw that came out. But it looks like Game Pass recently added standard Forza Motorsport. It added Warhammer 4000 Dark Tide. It added the Lamplighters League, Gotham Knights, and Cocoon. And Ace Attorney are all games I saw in there before. Today I see the Warhammer and the Forza. So, and of course we gotta look forward. Well, some people are looking forward to the update on Overwatch 2. And yeah, so you know, right now it looks like my rotation of games is gonna be Forza, 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 Starfield, Starfield. It's going to, all joking aside, it'd be Forza Starfield, probably Wild Card Football when I get my hands on it, Cyberpunk, Liberty, Phantom Liberty. So I have a save for Cyberpunk already, because as most of you would know, I played Cyberpunk when it initially came out. So I've been told by multiple sources and different people that it's probably best that you just play the game from the get-go, from the very beginning, if you have Phantom Liberty, as opposed to picking up where you left off. So I plan on doing that when I get the DLC for Cyberpunk. And I think that would be it for now. Forza, Starfield, Cyberpunk, Phantom Liberty, and Wildcard Football. Maybe a little bit of Overwatch, depending on when the update comes out. And I'm not sure when City Skylines comes out. I think it comes out in like either the end of this month or the beginning of next month. So hopefully be the end of this month or the beginning of next month, because if it comes out now, I don't know if I'll be able to play it. But because Forza looks the way it looks, and it utilizes the things it utilizes in regards to like your TV and your sound bar, sound system. I use sound bars. I might actually officially have to swap my PlayStation 5 with my Xbox, because my PS5 is hooked up to the better TV with a better sound bar. The sound bar has Dolby Atmos. So all those things that the Xbox Forza could utilize, I can do that with that the other setup. So I might actually swap out the things themselves this time. So, but yeah, on that note, Big L is calling me right now. So Big L's calling me, so I gotta get going. The phone did some crazy stuff. I'll tell you, Google phone sometimes. So as always, for Otaku, by Otaku, thanks for listening, guys. Peace.